You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shot by a fellow prisoner who'd smuggled the gun into the vehicle on his body. Police say...
By the way, if I smuggle a gun, a 22 caliber pistol, in my buttocks, I'm getting more than a leg shot off.
Yeah.
I'm getting more than a leg shot off, bro.
Yeah, we put in a lot of work together.
You've been waiting all day to do this.
My breathing's got to be right and everything, the lubrication to get it there, bro. Like, are you kidding me, fam?
With Soto was the man who had the loaded 22 caliber revolver. But how it got past multiple layers of security is what's being investigated right now.
Yeah.
The officers reported hearing a single gunshot from the rear.
From the rear, bro.
Oopsies.
I mean, was he handcuffed when he went ahead and pried that thing out of there?
That's what I'm saying.
So now, out.
Yeah. Now we got a new definition for gun butt, by the way. New definition.
I mean, can you imagine, like, getting the handle in there?
The whole part.
Yeah, because it's not in his buttocks as a point of clarification. That'd be the rectum, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's going to be
It's up there, fam.
Unless it was a rather large gentleman.
So barrel and handle outside, I believe. That's what I
like would dangling.
Think. Yeah, handle in the crack.
I think this is just exploring the limitations of the human anatomy.
Yeah,
you know, I think like back in the day in ancient times, like that very intimate pocket back there was a great place to stash valuables.
Hilarious.
I'm serious.
Is that why they call it booty?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
She'll get that booty.
I've heard of a pocket pistol. I guess that would be a pocket prison pistol. I don't know. A prison pocket pistol?
Oh, I don't know.
That's just...
Keep workshopping it, though. I'm liking this.
I like where you're going.
Quite a stinky story.
Very much.
A prison purse is hilarious. A prison purse, bro. Stop it. Play it.
I mean, could you get through a metal detector? Doesn't it cut through skin?
Right.
When you go for an x-ray, they can see inside your body.
Yeah, when you're standing... Yeah.
I think there were multiple points of negligence.
I think there was some non-paying attention to what was going on.
Yep.
You think so?
Well, maybe he fails the metal detector and they patted him down and were
maybe,
like,
I maybe
don't know. You just don't want to have to handle that.
Maybe
right?
As a prisoner.
Yeah, you're good, sir.
Maybe as a prisoner he doesn't have to go through the metal detector. You know, maybe they feel like that they're, how would they get any weapons, you know?
Yeah. This investigation's still going. Yeah. I wonder the investigation is going to be hilarious.
Yeah, so I want to follow up on
this. How did this happen, sir? Show us, please.
Investigation is wide open.
Yeah, well.
Exhibit A.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
All right, let me get a little toxic right here.
Hey. Oh, no. Here we go.
Hey. Yeah. Hold up.
This isn't funny.
By the way, this is a Puff Daddy song.
Yeah.
In the real version, it features R. Kelly. It's a Puff Daddy and R. Kelly song together, bro. What?
Oh, my God.
Oh, 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 oh. That's like toxic juice all over you, bro.
Jailhouse Rock.
Must have been a hell of a party.
Jailhouse Rock. TMZ reported that President Trump is thinking about freeing Puff Daddy.
He is.
Today, the White House communications office said that story is not true.
Oh,
no, it's okay, Broadus. You're still right. Because TMZ doubled down maybe an hour or so after that and said, no, we're standing by our story.
Yeah.
A high-ranking official told us President Trump might make it happen to free Diddy.
Yeah.
Damn.
I guess he was on Diddy Island, too.
Ooh.
Sorry.
Jeez, man. By the way, where is that list? Drop that list. Anyway, according to a TMZ source, Trump's staff is urging him not to free Diddy. Don't do this. This is a bad look. But the high-ranking official says, Big Trump does what he wants, dog. Trump does what he wants.
Pretty much.
That's just a little update on that situation right there. By the way, they're considering Mark Sanchez's time as the Jets quarterback as time served if he gets.
Yes.
Also, the Paris prosecutors say the jewels stolen from the Louvre are worth an estimated $102 million.
Yeah.
Damn. I cannot wait for the movie.
Fascinating how they did this.
Crazy good diagrams on social media. Yeah. Would they pull up a truck with an extension ladder?
Yep.
And then they break into the second floor. Yep. They're out in 5 minutes?
Yep.
What'd they get?
A bunch of jewels from the French royalty.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Yeah. It, like a tiara, some Ocean's 14. Necklace.
Necklaces, some bracelets. Yeah. Now, I was sure, you know what? I'm going to do the Carfax on those jewels because sometimes those kings and queens and those high-ranking officials or whatnot, they have jewels that have been stolen. Yes, they've been stolen. Grave robbers, I tell you.
You
sure don't. That's a fact, Jack.
Sometimes they make replicas.
They sure do.
And send those, and they keep the real ones.
Yep. World War II, the art. A lot of art was stolen over the years.
Yeah, a lot of art.
Yep.
Sure was.
Now, you don't take something like this without having a buyer already, right? You don't take it and say, all right, I'm trying to find a buyer.
Contracted. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a job.
We got some high-level comms going on with, high-priced art dealers.
That's crazy. I don't know how you resell this with all the world looking for it. And I'd be scared to go steal it, even if I had out the expertise or whatnot. I feel like I'm being set up. Hey, I want you to go to the Louvre.
Yeah.
And take this French jewelry. Yeah, right. I'm not doing it. What else we got for you boys?
I mean, you're risking it all, really. If you're looking at 20, 30 years in prison.
The police out there are saying they're going to catch somebody eventually. They said there's too many cameras and everything. So they're going to get somebody eventually. That's what they said. Stand by.
Yeah, they'll track those closed caption TV cameras all the way back to when you left the neighborhood that morning. You know, here he was, and they'll follow the car all the way. There's all sorts of cameras out there. Red lights, ATMs, green cams.
Yeah.
Can't get away with a good heist these days.
They're getting for you, bro. Stand back.
I think, you need to go find a Pierce Bronson, right? The Crown, what's the thing?
Oh, yes, the Thomas Crown Affair.
Thomas Crown Affair. He's one of the, you ever seen that movie, Lucius?
Good one.
Yes, Thomas Crown Affair. Yes.
He stole the art.
Yes.
I wonder if this was a job as a, hey, you have to do this. I always think of these things. Somebody was hired to do this, like, because they owed somebody something. You know what I'm saying? One of these things.
Like, it's your last job.
The boss needs a favor.
Like, either you do this job or we're going to do something. They're getting this held over their heads kind of a thing. Because you wouldn't just go rob the Louvre just on a – you wouldn't do it.
Yeah, wouldn't do it.
But somebody, I
mean, as good as they did it, though.
Somebody held this over somebody's head. I think that's why we saw this job. That would be my guess.
I can't wait till the rest of the story comes out. I think there's a Netflix show just like this.
What's the one? Is it called The Heist? Was the one where they go and they dropped? What was the one?
They went to the Louvre. I got to like half of the first episode, and I was like, man, this accent, bro. I can't. What are you saying?
Yeah, there's one though. The thing like the Lufthansa Airlines, they stole a bunch of money from LaGuardia. That was a job in the 70s.
That's Goodfellas.
They never figured it out. They never caught the people that did this. But what was the one where they drive in the little mini cars and then they
Italian drop them? Job?
The Italian job. There you go. You ever saw that movie, Eric?
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah. Okay.
Beautiful. Hold on.
That's weed. Sure is.
One more before we get out of here, even though I got like maybe four more. I'm gonna just get to one. LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Hit me up at Lucky Lucius P if you have something you think I should be playing on the radio. Are you guys familiar with the great Opie and Anthony show?
Oh yeah,
Indianapolis, right?
Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, one of the originators. Like, yeah. I was hearing about them 25 years ago.
Yeah, I think they're syndicate guys.
The first shock jocks in a sense, almost. Yeah. At least up there with the first pioneers of shock jocking.
Yeah.
Well, they've been beefing back and forth on the timeline all weekend. Oh, no. I had this for yesterday. You know, some things I seen on the timeline on a Monday, Friday. I seen Opie and Anthony just beefing with each other back and forth. And these fools haven't been on the air together for at least over 10 years. Oh, how the mighty have fallen.
We got highlights?
I got a little bit. The show that started the Whip 'em Out Wednesdays. Bam!
Okay.
Wednesdays. They had
second
a whole lot of beef.
Flash Friday?
Yes.
TD Tuesday.
Yes.
Is this just a play to announce a return?
So I was thinking that too. Are they beefing just to make something happen? I don't think so, bro.
Okay.
Now, they were at each other, so there was no sneak dissing. There was retweets, so maybe it's a ruse. Maybe they're playing with us. I don't know.
Next thing you know, boom, here's our podcast. We're back, baby.
Man, you're right. They have not worked together since 2014.
No. Apparently, Anthony is doing like a weekend radio show on an AM station, and Opie is beating him up for it. Say, you ruined our careers with all your racism. Let's see.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're saying. They were fired for reporting that the mayor of Boston had died one time. That's one of their shocky things. Yeah. Anyway, Opie right here is calling Ant pathetic, says his career sucks. Listen to all of this.
Guess what, Ant? Your career sucks too! Oh, you could say you're doing better than me. Congratulations, you're doing better than me as you do a weekend shift on an AM station. Congratulations. But in the end, your career sucks too. And stop blaming me and everybody else for where you fell with your career. You blew up your career because you were stupid and you couldn't keep the racism down. Ah, dude, you had the skills and the humor to be as big as Joe Rogan, but you couldn't push that racist crap down. All you had to do was push it down, and you couldn't do it. With me or without me, you could have been on the same level as a Joe Rogan. Wow.
It's crazy how many of these iconic radio tag teams, two-man booths, hated each other.
19 years they were together.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, since like the 1995 or something like that.
1995, yes, sir.
Gosh. 1995. Yeah, they fell apart. Yo, it is crazy how people can work together and straight up hate each other.
Yeah.
I see one thing about bands. It's like some people are in bands together that they don't share a dressing room. They don't show up to the venue on time. They only see each other on stage. We do what we have to do and then go our separate ways until the next situation.
Oh, man. A lot of fighting for creative control, egos, and success.
Yeah. I do have another Opie clip, but I don't have time. My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That's my time. I'm out here. Y'all holla.
Thank you, Lucius. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We're live at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson. And happy hour is wrapping up, but they got a late night happy hour, 10 to close. And if you like this this kind of food, Shell Shack is the best place in DFW to do it. Okay, speaking of the TDs, where are we going, boys?
Let's do it. It's time for TD Tuesday, the best calls from the weekend in college and pro football. That's next in the nation.
But tell us, there's never been a better time to transform your bathroom into a dream space than right now, this very second. Zintex Remodeling Group has you covered. Since 2001, their family-owned team has been turning outdated bathrooms into modern masterpieces all across Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Right now, you can save $1,000 on a new bathtub or shower system, or you could choose 0% interest financing. Mention 105.3 The Fan to your design consultant and you'll get a free Kohler toilet with your purchase. From walk-in showers to tub-to-shower conversions, Zintex uses top-quality materials with installations done in just one day. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with their lifetime warranty on products and labor. You can trust Zintex. That's why I love them. Proud winners of the 2022 BBB Torch Award for Ethics, and they were a 2024 finalist for the International Torch Award. At Zintex, they make it super easy with transparent pricing and flexible financing options. So call right now for your free, no-obligation in-home consultation at 855-4-ZINTEX. That's 855-4-ZINTEX. Or visit Zintex.com. That's Zintex.com. Zintex Remodeling Group, where your dream bathroom becomes reality.
Boom shakalak, boom shakalak, boom shakalak, TD Tuesday shakalak.
And we start with some college TDs, a pick six for the ages in Tuscaloosa.
A play action, they want to throw, they do, it's intercepted, picked off across the 20, Sabian Brown across midfield, one man to beat, hesitates, stays on his feet, scores, 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 ain't a flag to be found, Sabian Brown took it to the house, 100 yards, and the Tide adds to its lead.
Oh, mercy me, Roll Tide, roll.
Bama Radio with the call. Everybody knows the T in Tuscaloosa stands for touchdown.
Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
Chris Stewart on the call there.
Oh, Chrissy.
Chris Stewart.
A steward of great TD calls.
All right, let's head to Tempe, Arizona, where the Arizona State Sun Devils, led by their quarterback Sam Levitt, are ruining the perfect season from the no more tortilla throwing Texas Tech Red Raiders.
Levitt pitches to Raylique Brown, and Raylique Brown trying to get across.
Touchdown.
And he does. Touchdown, Devils. Raylique Brown muscles across the goal line with 34 seconds left to go to put Arizona State back on top.
Was that a game winner?
That was a game winner.
34 seconds left, game-winning call. I needed more. I needed more, Arizona State. Come on.
Yeah, you got to get more excited for basically a walk-off TD situation.
Tim Healy on the Sun Devil Radio Network.
They just when fun. You thought the TD and the...
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
find
for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Victory, we're not going to be yours. Ooh. Bang.
Bang.
It's back in your hands.
You steal a victory.
All right, let's go to AT&T Stadium, the house of the majestic sun, the house where Deron Bland and Victor Villalba collide for an unbelievable Latin TD.
Formación escopeta, doble ala abierta del lado derecho, dos del lado izquierdo, un solo corredor, custodiando a Mariota. Pass, Mariota. Presionado, sale de la bolsa. Ah, oh, caray. Lo buscan, lo golpean. El pase interceptado. La regaló. Deron Bland.
donde has estado toda la banda izquierda. Anotación. Qué bárbaro. Vaya regalo de Marcus Mariota. Y lo aprovecha el número 26.
Pick six. Muy bien posicionado, Víctor, después de que Mariota estaba corriendo por su vida. Toma la mala decisión y se la lleva hasta la casa. 40 puntos por parte de los vaqueros. Y escucha esta fanaticada. 40 a 15 con el pick six de Daron Bland.
Oh, yes.
Disappointed there's not a Spanish phrase for pick six.
Just pick six.
Yeah.
To the casa.
Pick six. Well, I mean, sometimes it just translates automatically. You know, like when the Spanish-speaking guys say, golazo. You know what that means, don't you?
Goal, right?
Yeah, so we take golazo.
Yeah.
It's a massive goal.
Hell yeah.
It's an epic goal.
Damn right it is.
And those are some epic TDs. Thanks, Daron Bland, for getting your hands on them.
Oh, I love it. All right, let's go to Denver, where we're going to be on Sunday against the Broncos, and Bo Nix making history.
Broncos are back at the line of scrimmage. Bidet again, wide left outside of Cortland Sutton. He recessed to Nix's right with three receivers outside his right. Nix on a design quarterback run. Bo inside the 10. Bo inside the 5. Touchdown, Denver! Holy mackerel! The Broncos are an extra point away from putting 30 on the Giants in the fourth quarter.
Unbelievable.
Dave Logan on the call. There.
Dave Logan. And Dave's been there a long time.
Long time. He was a player with the Broncos.
Maybe we'll get to talk to Dave.
Yep.
Rare player turned play-by-play
guy. Yeah, he was. He played at Cleveland and then Denver were his two stops.
Wow. Yeah, he's been there for
a legend.
I remember him on the call for the Elway. Somersault in the air against the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I think we will get the call. We get to talk to Dave Logan.
Good dude there. Denver Broncos Radio Network with the call.
All right, we head to Detroit Monday Night Football where they look incredible in the All Blacks. They're sending Tampa home with a fat L courtesy of Jahmyr Gibbs. 78 yards
My
to
goodness.
TD.
Force Tampa to play a little bit tougher than they wanted to.
Goffley, first down, hands to Jahmyr Gibbs. There he goes. Foot race, right side. You've got no shot at catching that man. 10-5, end zone, touchdown, Detroit Lions. 78 yards, a bolt of lightning, and the Lions are an extra point away from doubling up their lead.
Lions radio with the call.
There might have been something going on with the Lions radio there.
It sounded like they were underwater or something.
It did. It was like the Dolphins.
Oh, yeah.
The Dolphins broadcast,
the Dolphins,
we're used to being bad. I rarely ever use theirs, but, yeah, the Lions are usually on point.
Dan Miller on that
Dan's
call.
Dan's awesome.
Jahmyr Gibbs reached a top speed of 22.23 miles per hour on that TD run, third fastest by a ball carrier this season, second fastest by Gibbs, who owns the top two speeds on runs this season. How about that?
Unbelievable. All right, from one running back, let's go to another. Green Bay, Josh Jacobs with the game winner for the Green Bay Packers.
First down, goal to go with the one. Love under center. Jacobs on back. Give Jacobs up the middle. Powering to the end zone.
He crossed that goal line.
Touchdown, Green Bay Packers. And the Packers into the lead.
Wayne Larrabee on the call.
Oh, Wayne. Wayne's great.
We talked about Larry McCarron. He's a cheerleader.
Yeah. He crossed that goal line.
If I was doing broad, I'd be Larry McCarron. I'd be cheerleading.
Go, Larry, go.
Yeah. We should have pulled pulled some of the broadest Tarleton State.
Damn it,
I'll tell you what.
That's what we need to do.
I have some. I actually have some
we
of that.
Should.
We should get some of that.
You want to, I'll send you to you.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Send it over.
You do that.
Byron Anderson, those guys did a hell of a job, man. It was fun working.
We might be able to get a whole segment out of that.
Yeah.
All right, the Kings of the ACC, it's Georgia Tech, Haynes King, Longview's own,
Lobo,
making it rain for the touchdown. Actually, this is a scamper.
King fakes the toss, peels off left, breaks away, 15, 10, 5, and he goes into the end zone for the touchdown. 2:10 to go. Texas Hainsaw Massacre, and he might have just chopped this game all up for the Jackets.
Oh, that's a good call right
the
there,
Texas
Georgia Tech Haynes Radio.
Massacre. Yeah, that's Haynes really good.
Saw Massacre.
Top 10 undefeated
Heisman?
For the Jackets.
Does the H in Haynes stand for Heisman?
Just might. Oh, it just might. All right, let's go to Kansas City, where they were happy to have their SMU pony back in the lineup.
They load the right side up again. They single the near side. Todd Rice, touchdown,
Kansas City.
Rashee Rice, his second touchdown, and back, and is he back, baby?
Yeah, he's back, baby. Oh, he's back. There you go, Mitch.
Nice work to the Kansas City Chiefs, just bludgeoning They didn't even need their starters in the fourth
still
quarter.
Haven't
Mitch Holthus.
Still
right?
haven't heard. Yeah, Mitch Holthus. Haven't gotten the spaceship audio yet. I've been on the hunt for that.
Yeah, I need to dig that old one up. And when we have Mitch on the pregame show on Thanksgiving Day, we need to ask him, what's going on here? You guys have, like, alien missile strikes going on in the midst of your TDs from time to time. All right, let's go across the pond where Matthew Stafford absolutely dealing to Mr. Adams.
Second and goal from inside the one. Brings a tight end in motion. Play fakes. Throws back in the end zone. Oh, what a catch by Devontae Adams. How about John Matthew Stafford with a first half hat trick through the air?
John Matthew Stafford. Is that his real name?
I think it is.
I think it is.
Yeah, John Matthew.
That's birth certificate stuff
J.B. Long coming with the call on that one.
Rams radio.
Yeah.
Right from one L.A. team to another as Justin Herbert was finding Vach Lombardi in my draft crush at tight end, the Gadsden man, Aronde Gadsden.
Herbert, got to cut it loose. Under pressure, rolling to his right. Throw and caught into the end zone. Touchdown, Chargers. Oh, you deserve that, Aronde Gadsden. Put an exclamation point on your day. That is now 156 receiving yards. And for Gadsden, the first touchdown of his career.
Wow. Unbelievable. Well-deserved. Breakout game. Now the number one target all of a sudden for the Chargers. Matt Money Smith with the call.
Football DNA with Ola Ronde.
It's in his blood.
Yes, it is. All right. This one, Friday night in Miami, where the Hurricanes are throwing interception after another. And this guy, Chris Bell at receiver, let's go ahead and let's mark him down from a draft standpoint. Louisville with a banger.
Ball still waits, gets it, he's going to throw. They come with pressure, delivers it right over the middle to Bell. Shakes a tackle, Bell on the loose, Bell to the five, touchdown, 36 yards. Miller balls to Chris Bell.
Louisville radio with the call. Wow. Yeah, that Bell at receiver, that's a dude right there.
Yeah.
Paul Rogers.
Paul.
Paul Rogers, not to be confused with Paul Rogers of Bad Company, the lead singer.
Oh, good call.
Paul Rogers.
Till the Day I Die.
Yeah. Big time upset for Louisville.
Banny's favorite song, by the way.
Was it?
Shout out to Jeff Bannister.
All right, let's keep the college TDs rolling. ESPN.
Oh, Bayou Bengal TDs.
Oh, my gosh. Garrett Nussmeier, he's playing with Brian's heart. Garrett Nussie, come on.
Sim motions out. Nussmeier driven back, trying to spin free, and somehow gets it to Thomas. And Thomas maintains his footing. Xavier Thomas. Oh, what a play. A 62-yard touchdown by Thomas. Incredible play.
Oh, Joe Tessitore.
Yeah, that's ESPN TV call. I had to get one in the mix there because that Xavier Thomas, that was maybe the touchdown of the weekend.
Yeah, he's legit.
The fact that Nussmeier was able to get the ball out in the first place, and it's right there like in the flat 5 yards down the field. He's surrounded by Vanderbilt defenders. Next thing you know, he's two and through, 62 yards to Pater. That was a well-earned TD. He didn't just get that one handed to him on a silver platter.
No.
All right, let's go to Saturday night. Notre Dame, the Golden Domers, and Jeremiah loves him some TDs.
Pistol set, love another carry, sheds one tackle at the 10. Oh, here he goes across the 5. He's in. Touchdown. Jeremiah Love starts the game with a bang.
He was running like a man possessed.
And that was not when he started to make sweet love to the end zone turf there.
No.
Man, there was a lot going on there. The TD, the bang, the celebration.
Woo. Yeah.
So much to like about that love.
He's a star, and he certainly put it on the Trojans. All right, let's go to New England, where the Patriots are back, baby. Mike Vrabel against his former team, and it's Drake May to Butte for the TD.
May takes the snap, chest high. He drops back with time. He loads up. He throws a long ball. Open man booty, and he reaches out. He snaps it. He tumbles into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
What a throw. What a throw. He's like lost his voice.
Zolak in tears. Drake May has Zolak in tears.
This is the best Patriots quarterback of all time.
Hey, football's
an
emotional
game. They're back finally.
Oh, my gosh. They are the real deal.
Vrabel's
not screwing around. And Drake May, I mean, what, 21 of 23?
Oh.
Surpassed Brady for the highest completion percentage in a game.
Unbelievable.
And he continues to make big plays.
They should be 6-1.
Yeah, that Steelers turnover fiesta.
Five of them.
Kept fumbling it into the end zone.
Oh, gosh.
Fumbling, stumbling, bumbling.
Yeah, that's a playoff football team right there in New England. All right, we take you to the other side of the country, the football country, Sunday Night Football. It's Christian McCaffrey to pay dirt.
Jones takes and gives. Christian cuts it up inside. Backpedaling his way. Pushing, pushing, pushing. They got him in. Braun up front for the Niners tonight. A touchdown, San Francisco.
Man, I'm stunned how good San Francisco is. I was picking against them from the start of the season.
Sure.
And then to have these injuries.
Unbelievable.
Purdy, Warner, Bosa. They're still playing so well.
Just as long as they have McCaffrey, they're all right.
Dude, and what a game for him.
Yeah, he was fantastic, and it wasn't pushing, though. They should have said, pulling, 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 illegal, flag, no touchdown. But still, unbelievable night for Christian McCaffrey. Let's go.
It was a tush pull.
It was a tush pull.
Yeah, not a bad Friday night.
Not at all. Gene Decker off. All right, I got to get our guy Gene in here. Baker with the TD to the rookie. Were they giving MVP chance, Tez?
He's got three receivers to the right. The snap, pass to the right side, caught ball on the right side, inside the 20, to the 15. Tez Johnson hurdles to the 10. 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Tez Johnson does his thing. What a tremendous run after the catch by Tez.
Harlem.
He might be my favorite.
He's the best.
Bucks Radio with the call. We close it down with some college TDs.
Oh, supple.
The best.
To send you into the rest of the weekend. This is a game-winner TD. Gunnar Stockton with the luckiest TD of his career.
Play fake. Bowens throw it across the goal line in the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Lucky. Lawson Lucky with his third touchdown catch of the day. He beats Sage Ryan, the safety, on a dart by Gunner.
Can you imagine a TD hat trick and your name's Lucky?
Lawson
Lucky.
You
were built for this.
That guy was born to play Georgia football.
Yes, he was.
Lawson Lucky.
I think that guy was born to announce Georgia football.
Yeah, he's got the Georgia.
That'd be Scott Howard.
Between the hedges.
Yeah. It's raining sugar from the sky.
Sometimes I feel like I was born to eat fried shrimp in our broadcast location. Today is a great place to do that, the Shell Shack here. We're live in Dallas for another 45 minutes or so on Henderson, and we're back with some sports, Chief.
Yes, we'll crank open a sports hodgepodge, and we will start prepping our bodies for the NBA's opening tip, and we have an angry college fan base next year in the nation.
All right, I'm always prepped and ready to talk about East Dallas Diesel. If you're in the market for a truck, East Dallas Diesel, the only place you need to look. Here's why. Tolo Truck Tuesday. I actually just shared on my Instagram and Facebook one of their new trucks that they're specializing on today. Make sure you're following East Dallas Diesel on Facebook and Instagram. Owner Tony Alberti, he's the man. Been in the truck and car game for nearly 30 years. He's personally handpicking every truck on the lot, putting it through inspection, so you know you are getting quality. So if you want a truck that turns heads, doesn't look like every other one on the road here in DFW, head to East Dallas Diesel, where custom comes standard. Check them out today at eastdallasdiesel.com or stop by the showroom. Tell them Woolchuck sent you.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation. We are live at Shell Shack here in Dallas on Henderson. And it's a great place to come have something delicious to eat and drink and watch the game. And every game day, they have $3 Crown Royal beverages for you to enjoy. And Crown Royal and Shell Shack are about to give away a pair of tickets to an upcoming Cowboys game. The general manager, Nigel, here is drawing the name, and he has presented it to me. And congratulations to Jeremy Maxwell. The Shell Shack will be in charge soon with your tickets. Thanks to you, Nigel, for pulling that name for us. And thanks to Crown Royal for providing the tickets and a great hangout with us today. We still do have some of these Crown Royal Salute to Service Custom Cowboy sippy cups. It's like a tailgate flask / sippy cup, whatever the case. It's amazing, and we have a few more if you want to swing on by, get some dinner, maybe on your way home.
Hey, just want to say something real quick to you.
Yeah.
Congratulations on another great Flagtober.
Oh, well, thank you, sir.
I mean, that is amazing. It's amazing to hear the stories from people about, I mean, D was in here early from Philly, right?
Yes.
D was telling us how he's got them, and then the people tell the story of where they stopped to get the flags.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, that year I went to, you know. But congratulations to you, to Spittle, to the whole organization for doing that. That's something, it's kind of neat to see those. Like,
it is.
Mardi Gras Brian started at the championship parade because he saw one of those flags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's kind of, that was the inspiration to just start drinking beers for 14 hours.
Man, I love seeing him. I want to salute Chris Arnold as well, the Hall of Famer, the three-time Hall of Famer. Yes. He helped me start that thing back
with the little flag,
2012.
Right?
Yeah, he was handing out all the little flags of the AAC, and you know, people still tag me with a picture of that every now and then, but I love to see all the flags posted.
You used to go to events when I was at Dallas Cowboys. You guys would show up at events with a flag.
Absolutely.
That was something, like your way of planting the flag and all
Ooh-wee.
That.
Okay, segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. And, yes, we did give away the last of the 2025 G-Bag Nation flags earlier today at this location. They went faster than ever. So congrats to everybody that managed to pick one up. Here's the chief with your hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053, NBC, NBA, Collision Course. It starts right now. Let's crank open the sesh.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening to you guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude motherfucker.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little
Shock Jock stuff.
Here we go, live from Shell Shack. The NBA season is about to tip off. It really gets in full force tomorrow with your Dallas Mavericks at the AAC and the San Antonio Spurs. Broadus is pointing the index finger at the television screen.
Yeah,
let's go live to Broadus.
Oklahoma City just got their rings and raised a banner.
Right in front of Kevin Durant.
There's your
former
goal.
Oklahoma City Thunder.
Isn't that incredible? Kevin Durant having to sit there and watch OKC hang that first banner.
I don't think he was bothered by that. You?
Now that he got his.
Now, if you're a real competitor,
any type of
self-respect, that's going to irk you, and he's going to go for 40 tonight.
I can imagine. Yeah.
Especially because the Rockets have nobody else offensively. Van Vliet's hurt.
Yeah.
Did you see their starting five?
Not looking great.
Their shortest guy is Amen Thompson. He's 6'7".
Wow.
Everybody else, it's like Sengun, it's Jabari Smith, it's
Sengun,
Steven
what a
Adams.
Great name.
And it's KD. They're all. It's basically 6'7", and then 6'10", and then 6'11" across the board.
Might be the recipe to beat OKC. I mean, the Mavericks are giving them fits with the two bigs.
Skilled length, baby.
Yeah, I'm excited. I am excited for some basketball, and I forgot about the NBC situation that they were kicking it off tonight, so we're seeing the NBC coverage.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see how the Michael Jordan indoctrination into NBA media.
Well, and then we get Inside the NBA. On ESPN for the first time.
Which I don't think we're all excited about, are we?
I don't know what
to
expect.
I think they're watering it down. I think we're only going to get it like 10 times throughout the season. And they're going to be like 30-minute installments. I don't know. There's been weird reports about how that's actually going to look. So we'll see. I mean, those guys still make magic. Even if it's only for 30 minutes, we'll get great clips out of it. G-Bag the Day champions, things like that. But I don't know, man. I just...
You're predicting this, huh?
Yeah, we'll get
there.
Well,
I mean, it's like a
no-brainer.
Minus 10,000 that we're going to get a handful of the NBA G-Bag of the Day champions and certainly nominees.
Oh, yeah, you're right
and
about
we're
that.
Loaded with Mavs stuff tomorrow. We got Tim Cato at 3. We got Ryan Rucco, who's on the call for ESPN with our buddy Jordan Sedano at 4:20.
Beautiful. Okay, and we will have our first rim sesh of the 2025 NBA season
just
tomorrow. I have a brand new NBA game to introduce to you fellas tomorrow, which I'm very excited about.
I can't wait to cheat.
We will play the Cooper Flag newest Gatorade ad narrated by Dirk Nowitzki.
Oh, yeah, that's
tomorrow.
Badass.
That audio is pretty fun. Klay Thompson, some good Klay Thompson audio as well. Everybody seems to love him, the captain. But, yeah, Michael Jordan debut his new series, Insights to Excellence, on NBC, starting tonight at halftime. So I cannot wait to see what that actually looks like. I mean, the still shot teaser is Tirico and MJ sitting across from each other. And I guess MJ is just going to be taking you inside his basketball brain.
With Tirico interviewing him? Or him, like, narrating a highlight piece?
That it looks like more of a...
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Interview situation. So okay. I don't know if maybe they'll turn things over to the screen and he'll start breaking down plays or whatever. But I am fascinated to see how MJ comes across and what exactly his role is with all this NBC stuff. But bottom line is basketball's back, and that's very exciting.
I mean, things could go a lot of different ways with Jordan. I just hope it's better in whatever way he brings it than what Tom Brady has. That's my only hope.
Ooh, and we got Round Ball Rock. We got the Round Ball Rock song
back. We do got the Round Ball Rock. And we get to start off with some L.A. Lakers controversy to start the season.
Oh, no.
Well,
Lucas Fadigan already?
First and foremost, no, not yet.
Come on, there was a fight at the buffet line.
I'm actually surprised to not see Luka in this picture with LeBron James eating pizza. But there is some damning evidence here about LeBron James and the way he consumes his pizza. He posted the photo, LeBron eating pizza, and he has a fork. He's using a fork to eat his pizza.
Okay.
The internet totally erupted on this.
I think
for good reason. What
question.
Are you doing? Eating pizza with a fork? No, it's not.
That's what I was asking.
No, it's not deep dish.
If it's deep dish, I think you could go with the knife and fork.
Or a calzone, you know. Sometimes it's considered still a pizza.
Sure.
But I think the calzone is under the handheld.
Let's stop shaming people.
That's a handheld.
He wants to eat some damn pizza with a knife and a fork. Let him do it.
I know the pizzone is.
It's America,
I think the greatest item in Pizza Hut history. But yeah, this seems very silver spoonish. You know? Yeah.
It is.
And
if you don't want to spill it all over yourself, too, you might want to not spill it.
He's drinking some vino, eating what looks to be a pretty delicious, highfalutin pizza that has more spinach on it than wine
and
pizza.
Oh, so he went margarita, is what he did. He went with the basil and the basil and cheese.
That's so thin crust. You can't use a fork on that. That's a fold technique.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, so people are calling him out for that.
But hey, Eric, are you doing handheld calzones?
Yeah, I'm doing a little handheld calzone.
I'm glad you chimed in.
All right, talk to me about this, Lucius.
I'm glad you chimed in, Lucius.
Are you are you going fork on that?
The calzones I get, I can't hand. I wish I could. I can't do it. They're too big. I have
too
to cut them
big.
Up.
Yeah.
That's a two-hander.
And the middle sogs in. The middle gets heavy, and that corner right there is going to drip down. You got cheese and toppings. So it would have to be a two-hander until you get about halfway through.
You are savage, sir.
Is it?
Lucius, he ate a hamburger today in about 45 seconds.
My God.
I was trying to be a professional, get back on the air.
It was, seriously.
You ordered that.
We were interviewing Stink, and my man went into a hamburger for 45 seconds.
I sure did. Double patty smash here at Shell Shack's, getting it done at a high level.
American and burger.
Those gosh dang French fries. Dude, what do they do with the French fries here at Shell Shack?
Some garlic and was that parsley?
But then there was some type of sweet twist on it.
Just
I don't
a
know.
No, lemon care,
bro.
Baby.
Yeah, I haven't eaten that good since Sunday at AT&T Stadium.
Oh, baby.
You're about due for a fast day, I think, Chief.
I'll be honest. I am due for a fast day. I didn't know how to react. I felt a little bit shameful. I was in the Sham broadcast booth. We do the halftime show. Now,
how much food you took out of there? Was that how shameful it was?
Well, at the end of halftime, now it's like everybody's back in their broadcast positions, and it felt like, okay, everybody's had theirs, so yeah. Now I can pretty much just clean up.
Go to town.
So that's what I did. I loaded it up with the sushi.
That's the first time they had everything taken out of that area, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, it was just like...
How do you know they're not going to go back?
Because usually I'll weasel in, sneak, grab just a couple, don't want to ruffle any feathers, and then get out of there. But at this point, it's like halftime's over now. I'm looking around. I'm the only one here by the table. Brought has shoveled a couple of rolls in his face, and now I'm like, okay, job's time. It's time to take advantage.
Yeah.
So I do it. I load up the plate. I got everything going, and then as I turn away from the table and start walking, here comes the most legendary statistician of all time, Bob Thomas, walking past me, and he gives me this look on his face where it was like, I don't know if he was just disgusted with how full the plate was,
yeah,
or if he was like, I haven't gotten mine yet,
yeah,
and so what the hell are you doing?
Taking all the food.
I thought I was last.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't tell if it was just a general disgust face or if it was, damn you, I haven't gotten my sushi yet face. So I'm going to have a conversation with Bob next week.
That's when you say, if you're not first, you're last, Bob.
Sorry about you, Bob. So did you guys see...
Probably listening right now.
Salute.
I hope he is. I love Bob to death. I mean,
yeah,
truly.
But he got no sushi and no chicken tender.
Well,
but
he probably saved a tendy. Save the tendy in there.
Did you leave one of each? One piece of sushi, one tendy?
I wish I could just tell you right now that there was still sushi left on that big one.
I don't think there was.
There was no more.
No, there wasn't.
And the ginger was all mine. I became a ginger guy recently. I don't know what happened, but that stuff is pretty incredible.
Welcome to the club, bro. Welcome to the club.
Come on now, Lucius. That ginger is fire, bro. I used to just leave it.
That's what I've been saying.
I used to just leave the ginger. And now I'm like, that might... It's not the star of the show, but damn,
the ginger of the rainbow roll really sets it up. And that roll does not go eaten. For whatever reason, in that press box, they don't like the rainbow roll. I told Eric, I'm like, take that damn roll. And you took the whole thing.
Okay, so...
I got an update on Crosby.
Yeah. Wait, what?
We got a Crosby update. Here
all right,
we go.
We stop down.
I just got hit up that there is smoke here. That this is lit. There is smoke.
Okay, but is there fire?
From the Raiders' side.
Yeah.
That this is legit.
Well, there's obviously smoke on the Raiders' side.
But
I mean, they're a bunch
of... I think the player's interested in Dallas.
Oh, come on home, baby.
Maximilian.
Make it happen.
Strong arm Brady and Spy Tech and get your rear end to Frisco.
So we'll wait. We'll wait and see what more develops. Brian's right about the Cowboys
absolutely
not reaching
is.
Out, of course. But there, I was just told from somebody that was ready to just put ice cold water on the situation that there is smoke here. So we'll wait and see.
So there's interest from the player.
And the team.
Yep. Okay. So now with that being said, the mission now becomes...
We'll see what the Cowboys do.
You got to call if you're the Cowboys, and what's going to happen is there's going to be teams that are far more aggressive than you, going for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah, you got to be the highest bid. But if Crosby really wants to come here, how are the Raiders going to look at that?
Okay. Yes.
Well,
for sure.
Try and trade him out of the conference would be number one.
Exactly. You're getting him out of the conference.
Get him out of the conference is
and
what you want to do.
Much like we were thinking about with Trey Hendrickson and a trade with the Bengals, what do the Bengals need more than anything in the world other
offensive
than Joe
linemen.
Burrow to be healthy? They need offensive linemen.
They
what
need
do
linemen.
The Raiders need?
TJ Bass.
They need Hey, I'll give them Bass and Nate Thomas. You can have both of my depth pieces on the offensive line. I'd prefer to just give you Bass. I'd like to hang on to Nate Thomas, maybe replace a steel right tackle next year. I don't know. But bottom line is they need offensive line help. So I give you a first-round pick. I give you TJ Bass.
Yeah.
We shake hands and Max goes and gets the sacks.
Well, and look, Jackson Powers Johnson, who's their starting center, played with T.J. Bass in college at Oregon. They've got familiarity along the offensive line. But also, if they trade Jacoby Myers, do they need a wide receiver? And all of a sudden, here's Mingo inserted back. Do the Cowboys have a wide receiver? Maybe they'd be looking to offload. Jalen Tolbert, anybody?
Take your pick. Yeah. Flannoy, Tolbert, Mingo, which one you want?
I mean,
boy,
seriously.
The Raiders got to be careful. They can't get killed on this trade, though. You know what I'm saying? They got to make sure they got a bad football team right now, so they're gonna try and hold you up on some stuff.
Well, we give you a plug and play, maybe your best offensive lineman is our backup. But hey, we give you a starter
on the offensive line. I like what you're trying to do.
Get a first round pick.
I like what you're trying to do.
And like you said, if you want one of the receivers too, you want a Tolbert, you want a Mingo, whatever. Hell, you need a tight end. I would love to give you Skinny. I'll just throw him in there for free. In fact, I'll send him there now before we even know if we're doing this trade. Okay, Scooney, hop on a bird.
What if they insist on both ones? Is Crosby worth it?
If they insist on both ones,
I think he
I
is.
Think I'm going to tell them to cram it up their cram hole.
I think he's
I'm going to say, you don't have the balls, Spytek, to sit here with this dominant of a player and that bad of a roster. Call me when you're ready to have some real actual conversation.
But you got to worry. You got to worry
about first time GM.
Well, you got to worry about F them picks out there with the Rams.
Yeah, like I think that you'll get an aggressive Lions or an aggressive Howie Roseman sneaks in here and does something when they need an edge. Like I want that.
Dallas's pick might be the best of all the teams you might be dealing with.
Not if you get Crosby.
Well, no, but I'm saying if it's the 49ers, if it's the Rams, if it's the Colts,
yeah, but I
Dallas's
I like what
pick
saying,
might
Gavin.
Be worse.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, worse for, I mean, like the record
wise, like the highest of the other
teams. Highest of the others,
Yeah, it's a fascinating conversation. I think ultimately, because I'm just in such a let's go for it right now mode, I'd be willing to push it to at least a 1 and a 2 for sure.
Well, I would look at it like there's more players on the trade market that are going to be traded. If the Dolphins really want to deal Phillips or Chubb or Hendrickson, we have the ability to say back, listen, if somebody's willing to give you 2 1s, awesome. We're going to take our capital and improve this football team elsewhere. As much as Max Crosby is the one target that the Cowboys should be looking at, we could trade for a different edge and a linebacker with that level.
You guys got the text up? Can people text in and say – yes on 2, no on 2. You mean I'm saying just give me a yes or a no. Would you give up 2 number 1 picks to get Max Crosby? I'm just interested what the Tolos are saying. Yes or no?
And what if
I just want to see.
I mean, I wonder if this is a place where like you could put Diggs in.
No, I'm just saying I want to see it because if Dallas tries to make an offer, I want to see where the fan base is at right now.
Yeah, what ultimately are you willing to give up? First and a player,
just say
or
yes,
multiple players.
Yes for 2.
2 1s.
Or no for 2. I mean, just say it. Yes or no. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, what would you say, Broadus? 2 first-round picks for Crosby or a 4th-round pick for Jalen Phillips in Miami?
Oh, I love Crosby. I think Crosby is.
There's no question he's better.
Yeah, but I love Phillips, too. I think, you know, to me it's a little bit of, like, sad that, but I mean, I got somebody that can help. I think Phillips can absolutely help. I think Stink's right. I think this guy is a game wrecker. The way he gets pressures, the way he plays the run, the sacks, the fact that he'd be in his hometown situation, I think that would be just perfect for this football.
He could also be like your Dak on the defense. I mean, everything that I've heard is he is a tremendous leader.
He's already
Everybody
paid up.
Him.
You're already getting paid. Kind of contract already done.
Him and Fred Davis are going to be ripping black and milds in the postgame locker room after that first dub.
But I do think, I wonder if it can be a 1 in Diggs. I mean, I wonder if they would consider putting Diggs as part of this package.
I am seeing most of the totals are saying no to hell no on the two first-round picks.
Okay.
On 2 first-round picks.
So now they've given Dallas a way out here. They've given Dallas a way out. So, I mean, basically they're saying they really don't want the player at all costs. You know, the fan base is telling me right now they don't want the player at all costs. They're just willing to, like, okay, well, then be ready when you don't have pass rush, you don't have a player that's closing out games and all that. You had this chance. You said no. You didn't want to make your team better.
We got to go for it this year. It's not a matter of let's build year to year,
fans. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you'd end up getting Clark and Crosby for Micah, effectively.
Yeah.
And saving a bunch of money, too. Crosby's cap hit this year is only $20 million. There are so many ways this thing wins. You know, I if you want to say Micah Parsons is better than Max Crosby, I get it. But Crosby is a two-way player.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to help you impact the run and make up for what he doesn't give you compared to Micah Parsons in the past. I think he's the better overall player because of how much more important run defense has become.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
All right. Oh, there we are.
Hey,
holy cow.
Nice,
look
nice
at that.
Work, Wolchuk.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thanks
so
for the
reset the scoop here, Wolchuk. You're hearing that Crosby wants to come to the Cowboys and their stock.
Crosby's obviously heard about the rumors, and he would be very interested in coming to the Cowboys. I don't know if that means that he strong-arms the Raiders and says, if you want to trade me, Dallas is the place I want to go. But I think the Raiders are open to moving him. The players open to coming to Dallas. The Raiders and Cowboys just need to get on the phone. Cowboys have not contacted the Raiders.
Ceiling is the 2 first rounds. The floor is
a 1 in Bass.
A 1 in some players.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's make this happen. Could he play on Sunday?
I do think Diggs is a possibility here.
So we make it happen tonight. Crosby's playing against the Broncos.
Oh,
or do you
go.
Wait for the bye?
No, I think he's going to make his debut Monday Night Football against his old team.
Oh, there you go. I like that storyline.
So you think this trade
storyline is
going
to be?
You think this trade's going over the deadline?
I think best case it'll be he'll be a Cowboy against Arizona. Ooh. But I think it's going to go to the deadline.
I needed that. Thank you, Chuck. We go into the night with the Cowboys trade rumoruskies as hot as they've been since the few hours we got to prepare for the Micah Parsons departure to Green Bay. We're live at Shell Shack in Dallas here on Henderson. A great place to come have dinner and some drinks, watch the game. $3 Crown Royal during all games. Happy hour every afternoon, 2 to 6. Then late night happy hour from 10 to close. All right, and we're back to find out what Fred and Blake have cooking here for on a Tuesday night in the nation.
All season long, subscribe to Love of the Star, wherever your favorite podcasts are found.
Hey, if you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine, back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, and they're all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023 or 2024.
Thank you, Lucius. It's been an insanely awesome day here at Shell Shack in Dallas on Henderson. If you're getting off work looking for a place to have some dinner, or a great place to watch the game, Shell Shack here on Henderson in Dallas is a great place. And we still have a couple of the Cowboys Salute to Service custom cups that you can pick up, some Crown Royal sunglasses as well. As what a fun day. We started with the Max Crosby discussion, then through Broaddus and Clarence Hill and some other reports, it just seemed to become clear that the Cowboys were surprised by this. But as the afternoon has worn on, Wolchuk just told us last segment that Max Crosby wants to be a Cowboy, and now they're talking about it up there at the Star. As we're joined now by the Fan After Dark, Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, good evening. How we doing?
Doing swell, boys. Sounding good today, and obviously a lot to get into as we're watching a little Rockets thunder over here. And, of course, with the shrewd reporting from one Mr. Wooly Bully over there, it sounds like we might have a new D-end. Now, I guess my question for you guys, I know you touched on it a little bit here in the last segment, is are we good with giving up two first-round picks for Max Crosby?
Some of us are.
Yeah, I mean, I would I think that highly of the player. I don't think you're talking about – I think him and Mike are on the same tier. Now, you are talking about a two-year age difference.
Right.
Does that factor in? And I think for the if I'm the Cowboys, I'm arguing it does.
Yeah.
So I would say –
hell, a lot cheaper.
Yeah, but he is cheaper, which is why ultimately –
and just as productive for the money.
Ultimately, I would. Like, yeah. If I'm getting strong-armed, I'm doing it. I think that highly of the player, and I think he is that special guy that can help this defense – especially the secondary. He's filling a lot of what you lost trading Micah, but now I've got Kenny Clark and I've got Max Crosby. Yeah. So if I had to give up the two ones, I would. I'd like to do a one plus maybe a Diggs, and if they need more, then sure.
We'll throw in Mozzie.
Maybe we're talking a four. Maybe you're talking about a TJ Batts. I don't know, but I'd like to try and make it just one in player and another later pick, something along those lines.
He did not miss a single game in his career until last year.
Yeah, and I also wonder if they were competing, does that change the amount of time that he missed last year, right? Like when you're out of it, he plays 12 games last year, you know, fine, we're going to shut him down, you know, and it's kind of organic tanking in a sense. But if they had been competing for the postseason, I wonder if that changes how many games he misses last year.
The most exciting thing about this is what if Crosby is saying, listen, I want to go to the Cowboys, and if you can't trade me to the Cowboys, then I just want to stay here. And what's that relationship with? Are they working with him, or do they look at it as an adversary, like if you don't want to be here, we're going to trade you wherever we can? And, you know, if Crosby's in control here, then the only way the Raiders could get a draft pick compensation would be from the Cowboys if they want to do really a full-on rebuild. And I hope that could get away with, you know, or help you escape from having to do the two ones. If they're insisting on two ones, I'm taking my offer somewhere else and saying go ahead and do business. And then if I can't find anything else I like better and we're in the 11th hour, then maybe I would consider, you know, doing it. Because, Fred, I feel like the Cowboys just – fail at not going for it hard enough when they find themselves close like they are now.
The one thing you do feel somewhat comfortable with, or at least optimistic about, at least from a Raiders perspective, is they were very diligent and patient when letting Davante Adams basically steer his way out of Vegas and go to the Jets.
You're right. They sent him where he wanted to go. So, I mean, right now, there's been no talks between the Cowboys and the Raiders. I do want to specify that.
Well, Mark just, Davis and Jerry are very good friends.
And maybe today, maybe at the owners' meetings today, that opens up.
But Robert Gallery had nothing but nice things to say about Mark Davis. And he said the one thing about that guy, I tried to get him to make fun of his hair. He wouldn't bite. But he did say he's very good about how he treats players. So take that for what it's worth.
And maybe he pegged a guy, too. Come here. There you go.
What do you guys have planned for your show tonight?
He pegged a guy, too.
NBA, man. Grant Assith is going to join us at 7:40. We're going to talk a little Dallas Mav. We're going to make some NBA predictions. Tolos on the telephone. And then Jake Rietma. Because, you know, they're going to drop the rankings tonight, or at least some semblance thereof. And then a little fair foul and whatever Blake and I, you know, deem show necessary.
That sounds like a great plan. Enjoy, boys. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Wolchuk and Chia follow headed over to the Stars game. If you see them, beer them. Probably be pulling up in about 20 minutes or so. Looking forward to, you know, picking up these stories when we resume the show tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We will have our guy Tim Cato on to talk Mavs at 3 o'clock. For Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup back there, Master Control 75 and Fitz, you just went 5 flawless. And Wolchuk and Chia follow and brought us. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going on with the Nation. Hatties.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.